It's in the Cards with Tony Gilbert is brought to you by the American Tarot Association, where tarot is your tool for personal development and spiritual growth. Well, Tony Gilbert, here we are for another session, and how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Good, good. We left it last week with the dream interpretation, and I'm sure we'll touch on that before the show's over again. Ever since then, it's kind of an interesting thing. I've been paying attention to my dreams.
Oh, good. That's the point.
You think it's good?
Yes, huh? I do. Well, they come to you to give you information. Just need
well, that's,
to.
That's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought of it that way. I used to just dismiss them.
Yeah. That's not a good idea because they're a part of who you are.
So, regardless of how outlandish a dream might be,
It's very symbolic and it's giving you some information.
And so, just as the old classical literature and the biblical literature all says, pay attention to your dreams, huh?
Uh-huh.
I guess
that's
they
right.
had something, something to it, I guess.
Oh, the Hebrews listened to their dreams all the time and interpreted
them. Now, do you do dream interpretation yourself of people, or... Is that one of your areas of expertise, or did we just do that?
Yes. I've been doing dream interpretation for about 40 years.
Well, then I guess you're pretty good at it by now.
Yeah.
We'll get into that here in a little bit. Now, we're going to get back to the healing session. The last time we tried this, that I had you on the air, I think... We had Roberto on an interview we did a long time ago, and you actually ran the hand over the cards.
Yeah, but I used a different technique this time. Last time I fanned the cards out on the table, and I held my hand above them and had her tell me when, and when she said when, I put my finger down and I chose that card. And that's one way to do it, but this time I just shuffled the cards and I asked the question, what does Jerry need to know about his eye condition? And then
I've had for the listeners wondering about it. I have had severe vision problems. All the capillaries burst on my retinas, and I went from light to dark in about 4 months back in 2001 in the spring. I had a lot of laser surgery to stop the bleeding and experimental surgery, and I can see fairly well now. But I'm certainly not. It's not as bad as it was.
Yeah.
Originally, I had to have somebody at the radio station read things to me before I read them on the air. But I can at least get by now.
Yeah. And now, is this due
and
to your diabetes?
Stabilized.
Due to your diabetes?
Yes, that's part of it. And it was due to stress, basically, brought it all on.
Okay.
And anyway, I didn't know I had diabetes even. I had no clue, no itchy feet, no frequent urination,
no symptoms,
weight gain. And in fact, my blood sugar count has been under 120 for the last 8 months. And they've taken me off all my medications except one.
Yeah.
So whatever it was, I'm convinced it's all just stress related.
Yeah. Was it that wasn't 2000 the year that your mother died?
Yes. And so that and they can read about that to see the details on that. But it was a very stressful time for anybody. You have four. You've laid out some cards for me.
I did.
How are we going to do this?
I shuffled the cards. I asked my question and I laid them out. And first card. The first card is, and I use the Osho Zen deck.
Yeah, we talked about that with Jane on the last program. There's lots of decks.
Oh, yeah. I use different decks for...
Why did you choose this deck for me?
Well, it's a very popular deck with clients, and they easily relate to the images on the cards. So I thought it's an easy one to describe the image, the images to you. So
you figured you need something easy that I can relate to.
Yeah, well, you haven't been around for very much.
No, I haven't.
So So the first card is 8 in the suit of water, and it's entitled Letting Go, and it pictures a lily pad in the morning dew, so there's dewdrops on it, and one dewdrop has just fallen from the leaf and landed in this still pond, and the concentric circles are going out from it. It's a very peaceful looking image. And usually this, in this deck, it has something to do with completion, getting a job done, the end of a relationship, or in your case, it could be the end of your eyesight. You know, just kind of relaxing and letting go of, you know, trying to hang on to
it. Well, that sounds kind of, I don't know, is that positive or scary?
I don't know. How does this seem to you?
Well, I'm just, you know, mentally decided to deal with it, you know, whatever will be as far as, you know, do the best I can for it.
Well, that's kind of a let-it-go type of attitude. And I think in the past, your eyesight has been helpful to you, and it helped kind of define who you are. But now it's time to just let go of old ways of being, like being able to see. I mean, if you're not going to be able to see, it's useful to be accepting of that. Don't try to hold on, and something greater awaits you, possibly. New dimensions of yourself are waiting to be discovered. We not only have an outer world, we have an inner world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm trying to hold on to.
Oh.
Exactly.
The idea of being in the world with sight.
Well, I think that would be kind of
you
natural.
You know, if you're...
Most of us want to hold on to it if we can.
Sure, sure. But I think this card is that. I think this card is illustrating your little struggle here,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, you're going to have to let go, you know, but you don't want.
Yeah,
to,
no. I do lots of research, lots of reading, and I don't do. I have people read things to me, and I do have magnifiers, and they have a computer that talks to me, but it's too slow, so I never really pay much attention to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, sometimes when you start out on a healing journey, and this is what you and I have talked about, is your eyes and using some of what I do to help you work with that, and I call it a healing journey. Whenever I work with people along these lines, the physical healing isn't necessarily the thing that gets healed. There are other dimensions of ourself, like your personality, for instance, might have, you know, you get into doing more inner work when you're working with the healing arts. And in your case, it is an opportunity to do some inner work and understand more about the imagination and all the archetypal characters that are in there, because later on we're going to give our audience an example of guided imagery and going inward and seeing some characters in your imagination. But let me give you an example of a client that I had whose name was Wayne. He came to me, he was having some symptoms, but I think underlying that he had some personality character disorder type of thing. And I saw him for about a year before he started to relax and start to heal himself. We used guided imagery and the cards and energy work and a number of things. And then he found out he had Lou Gehrig's disease. And that kind of drained his strength and took his physical part of himself away from him. Much like you're losing your eyesight, he lost his whole body, except for his imagination. You know, but the work that we did using guided imagery and inner work, he was able to use his imagination to, you know, still be alive and in the world. He used to visit me in his imagination. He would, in his imagination, come and sit. he said, near the ceiling in my where I worked, and watch me in his imagination. It gave him many hours of contentment to be able to do that. So it's, for some people, it can be quite a gift. So does, you see what I mean? There's just different ways to use your person than just, you know, being in the world. Because sometimes when we're sick, we don't get to keep everything.
You know, I it's kind of strange, and maybe this is rationalization, but I don't feel any less a person due to my loss of eyesight, even when I was almost completely blind, and now I can see again at least.
One thing I've understood about people who go blind is that they do start to use a different part of themselves. Is that true of you?
Well, I don't, you know, I just never really thought of it. I can just keep functioning and keep doing what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's more than one way, as they say back in Oklahoma here where I live, to skin a cat. Terrible
yeah.
idea. But,
well, I say that in Oregon,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but so there's more than one way to get to the destination of yeah. whatever you're doing. I don't think, in fact, much of my work has improved since my handicap, really. I had somebody to one time tell me, said, well, you just like to be blind, it's the reason you are. I don't think so, but I'm very realistic, I think. Maybe I'm kidding myself, but I basically deal with whatever handicap there is.
Well, basically the card's just, I think the card is, like I said, is this portrait of what you're going through right now. You are having to let go of some of your physical things.
Well, yeah, it's tough to travel by myself. I do some, but it's not easy, and most of the time I have to have help.
Yeah.
Which is, I never liked that idea.
Well, let's go on to the second card. The second card is reversed, and it's the Eight of Wands, and in this deck it's entitled Traveling. And has to do with movement. It can be outer movement of going someplace, or it can be inner movement from one way of being to another. And it can be a reminder to embrace the new with a sense of adventure, like we've been talking about. And sometimes if the card's reversed, I see that as possibly being at the lower levels of this particular archetype, and in that, traveling might be stressful for you and hard on your health, or that it's telling you to learn to travel inward.
My traveling is all my life has been basically associated with my careers. A lot of people just love to travel. I travel a lot, but I don't particularly love it. I'll enjoy seeing new places, but it's not, it's just kind of a
Is it hard on you?
The worst thing I have about traveling and movement and things like that is, I'm certainly not an exercise freak, but I used to do quite a lot of walking, and before that, when I was younger, man, jogging, just to stay in shape. And it's pretty tough to do that if you don't see very well.
Yeah.
I do still walk.
But what about when you're traveling in, like, the airports and all that? Is that very
stressful?
Well,
I have gotten lost in airports. Sure, it's stressful because I don't look like I have any sight problems. You stop somebody and ask somebody something, they look at you like
yeah.
you're nuts, you know. What's wrong with that guy? What's
yeah.
he up to?
Well, I think this card's either telling you to, maybe it's telling you two things. Maybe it's telling you to.
And it's tough to drive ride in a car because things are moving and that all of those impressions on my eyes make you very tired. I could spend hours in the car.
Well, anytime you're feeling stressful, it's not good for your health, your physical health. So, you know, watch that area of traveling. You know, try not to travel unless you absolutely have to. And when you do travel, find some ways to make it more comfortable.
I do have to travel, and if it's stressful, I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah, other than, you know, the usual thing of being away from home.
Yeah.
Which is not particularly pleasant
and,
for me.
And the other side of that is it could be saying you can travel inward, too. So
yeah.
We haven't got there yet, have
okay.
we?
Okay. Well, okay, that's two of them.
The third card is entitled Patience, and it's seven in the suit of rainbows in this deck. And it shows a woman that's holding a full belly, and she's sitting with her eyes closed, looks very relaxed. And then there's a depiction of the phases of the moon going over the top of her head. And this represents the earthly plane of existence. And it tells us that sometimes there's nothing to do but wait patiently, contentedly, with no trace of anxiety, and let nature take its course.
Well, I have, as far as the healing of the eyes, it's been taking a long time and does take me longer to get things done than I used to. And so I think I'm a fairly patient man, but maybe not.
Well, just pay attention, you know, just reevaluate how you're doing.
I've always listened to my body and my mind, in my opinion. I don't really push myself very far.
But you know, meditation is also a natural thing to do, and it's also helps your body restore its energy. So, you know, to close your eyes, possibly when you're traveling, and relax a little bit.
Well, I
might
do.
Be a good thing to do.
I do, and I get, you know, I do. I do sleep well, and I many people consider sleep a waste mm-hmm. of time, and I never have. I consider that a time to recharge
right.
your batteries.
Then you just go like hell till the end of the day.
Well, with a good night's sleep, I can deal with, you know, I can go to sleep with the worst problems in the world. And wake up in the
yeah.
morning, and I can deal with them when I'm tired.
But what I'm saying is, this is in regard to the question was, what does Jerry need to know about his eye condition? And I think this is pointing towards taking some time for rest, you know, during the day.
Well, I have to rest.
Yeah.
I have to rest for that. It's one of the things that eye fatigue
yeah.
alone. Insist that,
yeah, and then just take it as a natural.
So I do take an afternoon period of napping or meditation or relaxing.
Yeah, well,
and I used to never do
okay.
that, but I never dreaded going to sleep. A lot of people I know that have this this hyper personality, they don't want to sleep. Well, that's never bothered me. It's always been kind of a respite, a shelter.
Okay, the last card is entitled Creativity, and it shows the Empress on the card, and she's got a flower in one hand, and she's reaching for the moon in the other hand, and she has a garland of stars as a crown on her head. And this card is entitled Creativity. Now, this is the feminine archetype. I think you and I have talked about this before. And it's a feminine energy that's creative, that is the energy behind the birthing of all things. It has no form and structure of itself, yet all the forms and structures in nature come from it. Does that make sense? It's kind of a creative energy that's soft and nurturing and gently unfolding.
The thing I do is stop and nurture.
The feminine is a creative energy, you know. And it's also the energy of healing. You know, it's this restfulness that we've been talking about that's feminine. That's using your feminine energy to
restore
yourself.
You know different women than I do.
It's receptive and nurturing. It's gestating. And it's expressed as us for caring for others or caring for yourself. It's an intuitive knowing of things. And that's why I call
I'm a very considerate person most of the time. I'm a Sagittarian, so I get a little blunt.
Well, no, it's not women, Jerry. We all have this energy. And I think the whole reading of this four cards is saying, you know, to use that feminine creativity in yourself, be still and nurture yourself. Really.
Okay, so Basically, what you're telling me is to slow down, take it easy, smell the roses,
and be considerate to Jerry,
well,
too.
I'm not a compulsive person, I don't think, like Jake thought she should go back to work. Maybe I am in a way because I never stop working, but that work I do is not, I don't consider that work.
Take care of yourself.
I don't think, I've been a very lucky man. I probably haven't had to work 2 years of my entire life. We're at a job that I hated. Many people have to go to jobs that they hate, do things they dislike. I never have. I think when I was trying to be an actor, I had to sell cars. I didn't particularly like that. I didn't dislike it. I got to meet a lot of people. And I got to study character and emotion and the way people behave to certain things. Tony, we got a lot of people responding to last week's show about dreams. Let's get into that a little bit more. Follow that up some more. I mean, now what was that technique you used?
Used the Volkmann technique. And this technique has a masculine part whereby I analyze the dream by using my intellect, which is the masculine. And I know about symbols and their meaning, which is, I'm still using the intellect there. The second part is the feminine, where I sit in meditation. And this part you edited out. So I thought that was interesting because this is the...
I don't remember that part.
You edited out the second part of the Volkmann technique in which I sit in meditation, and during that time I took about 3 breaths, and then I asked into my consciousness, is there anyone who wants to come forward to give us information about the dream? And then I waited, and I got an image of... A man in gray robes with gray skin. His head was kind of bulbous. His name was Omen, remember? You edited that part out.
Okay, I'm just saying we didn't edit it out. We did quite a lot of editing because of some technical things, but...
It disappeared out of the whole segment.
So Omen is what... Why should I... Why do you think that I had some nefarious reason for editing the Omen out?
I probably was unconscious on your part, but the way I saw it was that it's like the rest of this society. They don't give the feminine as much respect as they do the masculine.
Well, so you keep saying that about me, and I'm the most equal opportunity person I know.
Oh, well, I know how to get you, don't I?
Yeah, you do, because I really... I'm the biggest booster of female rights there are.
Sure, but that's men and women. I'm not talking about
men
and women.
I'm a very creative and kind and considerate person. I touch people.
You are a good person.
So what is this male part?
I mean, well, I'm saying that in our society, that most people respect the intellect and things that they can see in the world more than they respect the feminine. And the feminine is that our inner nature, our nurturing, the feminine part of every one of us. I just saw that you editing this out of that was rather symbolic of what I see in the culture at large, in that it's like cutting it out.
And what am I not nurturing?
It's like cutting the feminine out and not giving it as much respect as the masculine. That's just what I saw.
I don't see that about me at all.
I'm not...
I don't...
Well, you're taking this too personal.
I'm the most feminine man you'll ever meet.
Oh, you're taking this way too personal.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about my attitudes.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah. Okay, but... Okay, I saw... This was my experience, and I will own this, okay? My experience, when you edited that out, it was symbolic of what I see in the culture happening, you know, that I've explained. That, you know, our feminine nature isn't given the respect that it deserves, really. That's just how I saw it.
I don't know what respect that I'm not giving anybody. I just don't quite get it.
You know, and I wasn't thinking about you personally.
About symbolically what?
I wasn't thinking about you personally. I was We're talking symbolically.
That
you know,
we make decisions all the time about things, and I'm telling you, I wasn't thinking about content at all. I was thinking about time. Now, subconsciously, I could have been. I would agree with that. But so you're saying that
okay,
that,
but
that
still,
I'm not in touch with my feminine
well,
self. A lot of crime.
That it's kind of a cultural thing. If there's not enough time or whatever, that you know the feminine gets cut.
Anyway, I mean, I think it's very interesting what you're saying. I just I'm not saying
something
it's
there.
Not true. I just don't perceive it to be.
Right. Well, you didn't do it consciously. You didn't do it for that reason consciously. Well, and that's what the masculine and feminine energy is to be balanced. To balance that out is what we want to get as far as our health and wholeness. And it also helps in our healing. You know, if we can balance our masculine and our feminine energies within us, that way use our assertiveness to get what we want, and that we also nurture ourselves and others. It's kind of an ultimate state we want to reach. Now, psychology calls this balance androgyny, and the Chinese have a symbol that looks like two commas snuggled up to each other, and it represents this balance they call yin and yang. Have you ever seen that symbol?
Sure.
So, you know, it's something that's very important.
I'm very familiar with those.
It's very important that we balance all of these, and it seems to be a theme for us right now. In that in our discussions and our cards, that we talk about it and discuss it and try to reach that in each one of our personalities.
Maybe. First of all, I have to, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it does.
Okay.
Or not.
Well, just sit with it for a while.
I mean, because
it's not.
My perception of me and your perception of me are totally different.
Yeah.
Because I'm not anything like what you're saying. I'm just not that way. I'm the most creative person that you'd ever meet. I'm a soft and easygoing guy.
Okay, but
never
I'm
picked
saying,
a fight in my life.
I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying that you and people and the culture at large don't acknowledge that as being the feminine.
Why are we using masculine and feminine?
When it
energy?
Is,
why don't
that's
we use
our
two
feminine
other
energy.
Like positive and... Well, I mean, do you really think there's a totally difference between feminine and male people? I think people are people. I don't think it makes
well,
much
because
difference.
Because this seems to be what has come up. They're the archetypes.
Well, we need to follow this up a little bit more on the next show, and maybe some other people would like to get involved.
No, we both have masculine and feminine energies. And the ultimate is to find that balance between masculine and our feminine energies. Might be a good thing to continue talking about. And, you know, it's a complicated subject. I mean, no, the archetypes are not easy to understand, you know, right off the bat. You know, so don't worry about it too much.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I'm quite happy with
good.
Myself. That doesn't mean I can't improve because I can, but I know all the little rotten
yeah.
secrets about me, and I know all the great
hey,
things.
Hey, you're
about
a really
me.
Good person. You know, and you've got really you're really quite balanced as far as your masculine and your feminine.
I'm just trying to
I'm
really, thinking in terms
are.
Of people listening exactly what it is that we're getting at and what that has a connection to healing. And what we're referring to as healing. Are we referring to healing as a physical thing or a psychological thing?
It's the mind, it's the body, and it's the spiritual.
And I frankly have a lot of trouble with the spiritual part.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I don't quite understand what people are talking
about.
Well,
the spiritual is a broad term.
I've done 40 years of radio shows.
The spiritual is a broad term. It means different things to different
and
people.
I don't quite... get it. I mean, I understand the forces of good and evil and how that is relative and what is it and this. And I understand that people want to talk about reincarnation and people want to talk about this and people want to talk about religion and conventional religion and when talking about going up to the mountaintop. I understand all of that, but I think
well,
that's
all
just
part
of
our spirituality. All of it. Everything you said.
Well, see, I think it might just boil down to semantics, because I think that's all part of us, part of our little computer.
It is. But, you know, we call that the spiritual.
And then you get into a soul.
Oh, by the way, the soul is feminine.
The what?
The soul is feminine.
Why would it be feminine?
It's the inner self. It's the softer self.
Why would that be feminine? I mean, I just think you need to find two different terms.
No.
I mean, it seems to me that you're trying to say that the male can't function in a civilized manner.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, that's exactly what you're saying.
No, I am not saying that.
You're saying a male is not soul. Doesn't have a soul. Sure does.
No, you're getting the masculine and the feminine energies mixed up with male and female.
Well, why are we calling them masculine and feminine? Let's call them something else.
Well, what?
I don't know. There must be something in psychology that discusses something other terms.
Why did we choose
masculine and femininity? I mean, why did we choose those terms?
Okay,
whoever who chose those the first time had an agenda.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. You're just misperceiving what I'm saying. You know, so this is like he said, she said.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I use hot button words all the time in my business, and they mean certain things to certain people, and I'm just saying, why masculine and feminine? Maybe we can discuss that next show, because I'm certainly not arguing with you. I'm just talking about
hot topic.
Well, I mean, but it just seems to me that and maybe that's the purpose of that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's the purpose of getting people to think. I don't know. I'd be interested to know who came up with that term.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm using it a different way than you are. Okay.
I'll talk to you more about it, Tony. It's been a pleasure.
You are tough.
Okay. What are we going to do next time? I guess somebody will contact us and we'll figure it out.
Well, I think we were going to do a guided imagery.
Okay, well, we'll do that then. What is guided imagery?
Well, guided imagery is that I help you meditate and go to an inner space in your imagination.
Well, I look forward to the journey. I guess what we're saying here, and to wrap this up, what I'm saying is totally different from what you're saying. What I'm saying is that when I use the term feminine, I feel that's the only real man there is.
Well, sometimes I call that the soft.
I don't know. I don't even like the term hard and soft. Radical and not so radical. Anyway, I've enjoyed it, and we'll talk more about it, and talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
It's All in the Cards with Tony Gilbert has been underwritten by the American Tarot Association. Join the American Tarot Association and start your journey from the beginner through the advanced courses stage. Audio tapes and CDs are there for you if you are a member. You get a special member discount. Receive the American Tarot Association Quarterly for the latest news on the Tarot. View Tarot Reflections for free on our website at www.ata-tarot.com. That's ata-tarot.com.